Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't really think this comes as much of a surprise to us, Mark. The New England Patriots have announced that they have released Antonio Brown. You have to think that this was a direct result of the text messages that we saw that Antonio Brown sent to one of the persons that was quoted in Robert Klimko's story for the MMQB. This just felt inevitable.
Well, it's kind of sad that it took that
yeah.
for them to do it finally. But yeah, those that group text message that Antonio Brown sent to this potential accuser, sort of this woman who told Sports Illustrated, this artist, that accusing him another incident of alleged sexual assault. The group text message has to be up there with one of the stupidest things I've ever seen someone do, particularly in this situation. I mean, Antonio Brown could have gone to New York, kicked Roger Goodell in the nuts,
yeah,
and it would have been a better move than what he did sending this group text message to, accusing this woman of trying to, extort him of money, when in actuality she made it very clear that is actually not what she's doing. The only reason she spoke to Sports Illustrated is because Sports Illustrated went and found her.
Right, they tried
to press any charges. She's not trying to get any money. And this guy's just a bad guy, and it's about time he got released, and good riddance.
Yeah, to me, like, when you read the text messages, I just, there are only two conclusions that I think you can reach at this point. It's like, this is legitimately a deranged, mentally ill human being, or this is truly the dumbest human being ever. And I don't really know. I don't know how you can reach any other conclusion, because the other thing that blew me away, included in that group text message, was one of his lawyers. Is that like,
yeah,
why did the legal team not be like, whoa, we got to stop this? Like,
oh, I'm guessing the lawyer immediately was like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the lawyer probably said that exact thing. I think the bigger question is, I mean, does he play for another team this year? What do you think? I don't think anyone else is going to take a chance this year. I could maybe, if he's cleared, by the NFL, he's always going to be a bad guy, but we don't know if he's going to be. I think he's lost the trial in terms of whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. We know he's a bad guy.
Yeah, the court of public opinion.
The trial of whether he actually, who knows if he actually committed sexual assault or rape. I'm not here to judge that just yet. But I don't think another team's going to take a chance on him this year. Maybe next year I could see it.
It wouldn't surprise me if there's a memo that goes around the league that says Antonio Brown is not eligible to be signed.
Like, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know if they can actually do that with the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
They have to put him on the – maybe they can put him on the – can they put him on the exempt list even if he's not signed with the team?
See, that's a good question, because – I mean, this is always this is always one of the points that's always made about Roger Goodell, is that, Aaron Hernandez was never officially suspended. Like, so that's a great question. I don't know if you're able to be on that list if you are technically not because I presume you have to be under contract to be a member of the NFL.
Yeah, but literally, I mean, when you think about it, so this guy lost all, think about the millions this guy has cost himself by just being an idiot. Like, take out the fact that he might be a sexual predator. Let's take that part
out for now.
And that's obviously a big part of it, because, But, like, just by being an idiot, he's just cost himself just so much money, endorsements. The one thing he still had going for him the past couple weeks was he could still play football. And with one stupid text message, he literally just like, you know.
Like the only thing he had left was playing football.
The only thing he had going for him, and it was just totally avoidable. Like, just, I mean, God. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen this type of moron in major professional sports in a long time, I think.
No, it's almost as if you didn't know better, like if you didn't know what we've gathered about Antonio Brown, it would almost be as if like he was accepting it as a challenge to see like if he could like, well, the only thing you have now is your football career. And then it's like, well, let's see if I can ruin that too. Like, it's just it's mind blowing to me. Like in it. I'm not accusing Pittsburgh, but it's almost like it does make you wonder how good at either controlling Antonio Brown or surrounding him or babysitting him the Steelers were, or how good they were at keeping crap out of the news.
Well, it sounds like Tomlin was the type of guy, you know, he was relatable to Antonio Brown in the sense that when Antonio Brown would go on this pity party of look what I've been through to get here, I came from nothing, people of whatever, and Mike Tomlin could be like, well, yeah, so did I.
Yeah,
And, you know, stop. Okay? You know, and he could, he was relatable, and he was an authority figure who was relatable in that way. And, I mean, but I don't know. I just don't know if this guy deserves to play football anymore. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, like, this text message was just about, like, I'm serious when I say I haven't seen something so stupid in a long time. And so he's going to have to prove to me he deserves to play football again. Well, I don't know.
It also makes you wonder, like, this is going to be another huge consideration. Like, okay, yeah, Antonio Brown's awesome at football. Like, we get that. And there's probably a team that's going to sit there and go, yeah, he's not a Boy Scout, but there's a lot of people in this league that aren't Boy Scouts, and he can get open. But I think a legitimate consideration they're going to have is, guys, do we really think there's nothing else is going to happen? Because like at a certain
you
point,
you got to protect the shield. At a certain point, it goes beyond. He's a great wide receiver, and in a few years, he's not going to be anyways. He's going to be too. He's going to get old, and he's going. You know, his skills are going to diminish, just like every other wide receiver. But at a certain point, the league has to protect its own image, and this guy is just killing the image of the league. And like I said, at a certain point, you know, you just got to cut bait. And I don't know. I think maybe we've reached that point. I don't know. I think the what ultimately happens in these sexual assault cases will determine it. I think if he's ultimately cleared on that, some team will give him another chance next year. It won't be for $9 million or whatever the Patriots gave him. It'll probably be on a, you know, veterans minimum type of deal. But someone will give him another chance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.